This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Recent government studies warn about the association of frequent marijuana use and schizophrenia. Marijuana in the 70s only had about 5% concentration of the chemical THC, but legal dispensaries often sell marijuana with 25% concentrations, and some people use extracts that are nearly pure THC. The FDA is calling Juul, the e-cigarette giant, and Altria, the cigarette giant, to task over their merger and whether or not they are secretly reneging on an agreement with the government to decrease marketing to young people of e-cigarettes. Wall Street Journal investigation has found that big insurers, including CVS, Humana, and others, kept $9.1 billion more in taxpayer funds than they should have if their Medicare Part D estimates had been accurate from 2006 to 2015. In its 161 years of independence before the 1980s, Honduras endured 385 armed rebellions, 126 governments, and 16 constitutions. In 2018, movie ticket sales in the U.S. and Canada were up 6% from 2017, and sales from independent bookstores also rose by 5%. Death toll from opioid epidemic in the U.S. now exceeds those of the wars in Vietnam and Iraq combined. Bulk of the counties and parishes where the population gets between half and 61% of their income from the government are in the South and Appalachia. In 2008, 2012, and 2016, counties that received more return from their taxes than they pay were more likely to vote Republican, ironically. Denmark has passed a law that new citizens there must shake hands, a slap at the Islamic practice of forbidding men to shake the hands of women. An Egyptian court acquitted 41 American, European, and Egyptian employees of groups that promoted democracy and media freedom, bringing to an end a seven-year case that had been the symbol of the official backlash against civil society in the wake of the Arab Spring of 2011. For the past 25 years, according to Gallup, over a third of Americans have identified as moderate, and the number of independents reached an all-time high in 2013. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.